So the first week of the Sundance Film Festival was this clash between art and commerce, between traffic and pedestrians, and between filmmakers just wanting to make it through their screenings, but also hoping to get distribution. We caught up with Alex Rivera, that filmmaker we've been following over the past month, and he had just arrived at Sundance to find himself named by Variety as one of the top 10 directors to watch. So he found himself in demand the day before and the day of his film's debut, but he was just trying to separate the buzz from the noise.
I do think there's a lot of noise around the film right now. People haven't seen it, don't know what it is. I know I've got the element of surprise on my, on my side. We've got something that I think people haven't seen before, so there is a lot of, I think there is a lot of chatter. People want to see it. That's a, what
a, it's a,
what a gift, But I'm trying, it doesn't mean anything. What can you say? It doesn't mean anything. Until I'm excited to see what they write after they see the film, because that's the that's what matters. So we'll see.
The name of it is Sleep Dealer, and it's getting good reviews. Now, first-time filmmaker Amy Redford, whose daughter, got a remarkable amount of attention for her Sundance directorial debut over the weekend. It's for a film called The Guitar. It's about a woman who loses her job, her boyfriend, find out she's dying. So she decides to live her life as she wants, including ordering all of this.
I just bought a guitar.
That's great.
And then I had to get, amps and stuff for the guitar. What?
You're spending money like there's no tomorrow.
Well, there is no tomorrow. All my tomorrows are yesterday.
Guy was just delivering amps to her house. There were also these events billed as off-screen events where filmmakers talked about the process and how they go about making movies. It was standing room only for an event with Doug Liman. He directed gems like Swingers, but also giants like The Bourne Identity. Now, the moderator asked him about his move from indie to big budget picks.
Doug, looking at the progression of the films you've done, starting with Swingers, to Go, to Bourne, to Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and now Jumper, it seems they just keep getting bigger and bigger. I mean, is the type of storytelling that you want to do changed? Would you, next film out could be a simple dialogue-driven project?
I think at the heart of all these movies is a simple dialogue-driven project. I mean, the bells and whistles may be getting a little louder, but it's, I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Smith is, at the heart of that is an intimate story of between two actors. I mean, it's in fact, more than most films, I mean, I had two actors on screen for 99% of the time in that film. There was only one cutaway in the entire movie. In fact, when I released it on DVD, I cut the cutaway out just so I could say, it's literally 100%, it's either Brad or Angie on screen, or both of them, and not one scene without either of them in it, which is, that's not very Hollywood. That's actually is a very intimate form of filmmaking.
Now, of course, the biggest off-screen event, frankly, was the swag, the free stuff for celebrities. We stopped by a sponsorship suite or a hospitality suite where the right people could get makeovers, they could pick up free JetBlue vouchers, get free movie passes.
Because they're so poor, they need
It's, just so they can relax. They're having a tough week. We talked to the man in charge. He gave us a couple of examples of some of their sponsors.
Cadillac, Sephora, Hennessy, Solstice. I've got to mention them all. Who else? Michelle Watches, Andrew Mark.
He was a lovely man, big NPR fan, by the way. And he was he put up a strong defense of these sponsorship suites at the film festival.
The festival is just as raw as it was when it started. There's so much young filmmakers, first-time filmmakers, documentaries. It's just the same as it was when it first started, but you've got this other stuff going on. And it's funny because I read Robert Redford this morning in some online somewhere where he said the same thing. It's like it actually makes it, they say there's without profit, there's no art, because at the end you've got to make money, otherwise you can't exist.
Only thing we scored, a hat, a chapstick, and some mints. at his own bar. I just want to point that out. That's the only swag we got. But if you were kind of
kicking it public radio style,
exactly. If you were sort of done with the whole film things, you just wanted to listen to some music. They had indie artists performing at the top of Main Street in what was called the Star Bar at the ASCAP Music Cafe. Ingrid Michaelson performed a fantastic 30-minute set. Let's just listen to a little bit of that.
If you were falling, then I would catch you. If you need a light, I'd find a match. 'Cause I love the way you say good morning.
Yeah, she was big into the audience participation, and we have a video of these performances up on the website, as well as a video diary, too, Rachel. So, busy weekend
awesome.
In Park City, Utah.
Cool. We'll look forward to that. Also, stay with us. More from Sundance, a conversation with director Mark Pellington. He shot a 3D concert film with U2. And you know it, you love it, The Ramble. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.